In Ephesians chapter 4, you just read one verse, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. What is that manner? How shall we walk? Consider the words of Jesus to his followers. I'm always struck by this in Matthew chapter 6. Jesus says, when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces and their fasting may be seen by others. They disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. I thought it was an interesting thing. Fasting and reward, that sounds a little bit like a sort of a works receiving thing. I thought I was raised to not actually trust in that, do stuff to get stuff. Here I am talking about a historic Christian practice that is really mired in its Roman Catholic history. And yet, reading the words of Jesus, you can almost see there's something behind it. There's some discernible quality in there. Jesus said, your Father who sees in secret will reward you. The same word reward you find used elsewhere in Scripture, yield fruit. Or bear witness, which was a wonderful nuance. So your Father who sees you drawing nearer to him, your Father who sees you eschewing the things that would distract you from him in order to focus on him, your Father who sees that yields fruit in that place, bears witness to the relationship that's being built between you and God. Do you see that? So you don't give to get. If there's money in these little baskets here, you're not giving to get. You're not giving to get God off your back. Oh, I don't want to be someone who doesn't tithe. I mean, I heard about someone who didn't tithe once. Their life was wrecked, boy. I don't believe in that teaching. But I do know God has said many things about tithing. Do you? Does this church know about tithing? I bet half we know about tithing. First of all, is there even a law anymore since Jesus Christ that says you have to give a tenth? I understand from Scripture that there is not. But does the teaching of the New Testament say give generously? God will provide all of your needs through you for them? Yeah. Yeah, it does. And so how do you end up in a place that doesn't meet the needs of the day? How do you end up a person who doesn't meet the need of the day with all that God provides and blessed you in every place in spiritual realms with all spiritual blessings? That's Ephesians chapter 1. How do we get to a place where we walk around and say, I am a Christian, I got the name on my back, I walk with Jesus, and live a life that doesn't manifest the presence of God, the courage and strength of God, the wisdom of God, the insight of Almighty God guiding a Christian? Well, it ought not be. And so you have this practice over centuries of people going, I need to calibrate, I need to connect, I need to focus on God. And Jesus Christ recognizes fasting is one of those things. David, the writer of the Psalms, recognizes fasting as one of those things. Isaiah, the prophet in the Old Testament, recognizes fasting as one of those things.